For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A deadly shooting at a video game tournament in Jacksonville, Florida. It happened as the GLHF Game Bar Twitch stream was showing the tournament live.
It's not an easy out.
When it was over, 4 people were reportedly dead and 11 people wounded, although law enforcement says those numbers are wrong. They're not saying what the actual number is at this point. Jacksonville Sheriff Mike Williams says the shooter is also dead. The entertainment district has been cleared, and they're still investigating and talking to witnesses.
We are aware of a video that's out on social media. We have that video, but we would encourage people, if you have additional video or any other information about the incident, please reach out.
Several agencies, including the FBI, are assisting with the investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
One of the top financial officials in President Trump's company is now expected to cooperate with investigators in the Russia probe. Alan Weisselberg is the chief financial officer of the Trump Organization. He has been there since the days when his father ran the company. He is now getting immunity from prosecutors who are looking into hush money payments before the 2016 election. Former Centers for Disease Control director Dr. Tom Frieden is out of jail in New York after his arrest on sexual harassment charges. Here's WCBS-TV's Tony Aiello.
The judge ordered him to stay away from his accuser before releasing him on just a signature.
Do you have anything to say for yourself?
Frieden left without comment.
Rapid.
The sex abuse and harassment charges stem from last October, a party at Frieden's apartment in Brooklyn Heights. A longtime friend says Frieden cornered her, grabbing her rear end and groping her when her husband and Frieden's wife weren't looking.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get 4 pillows for about the price of 1 MyPillow. Click on the 4-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Yet another attempt by the president to make federal policy gets turned down by a judge. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
A federal judge rejecting key provisions of the president's directives to make it easier to fire federal workers. That D.C. District Court judge ruling that Trump's executive orders would undermine federal workers' collective bargaining rights. The president signed three orders in May to give government agencies greater leeway in firing employees and to obtain better deals in union contracts, but the judge says the president exceeded his authority in issuing orders related to federal labor relations. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Senator John McCain has passed away, USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Former U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says on CBS's Face the Nation that he and McCain were able to work together despite complete opposite experiences in Vietnam.
Two guys who had a different point of view about a major event in American history who found a way to come together. POW and a protester found a way to be able to make the system work and to work together and find common ground.
And former CIA Director General David Petraeus on ABC's This Week.
No one had the backs of America's new greatest generation, those who fought the wars of the post-9/11 period, more than he did.
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton tells NBC's Meet the Press.
He will be missed for many, many reasons. I think that example that he set of working across the aisle, but more than that, working to bring people together.
For you.